Listening practice 6. You are Isabella Lee. Your teacher, Mr. Cruz, has asked you to produce a video clip about online security. You are now showing the finished clip to him. Listen to the conversation and complete the note sheet below and on the next page. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Okay, Isabella, I'm looking forward to this. What is this part of your video about?
This part is an interview with Jay Leung. He works for an IT company in Hong Kong. We asked him about online security. Here's the interview.
Okay, let's have a look at it, shall we?
Sure. So, Jay, first of all, can you tell us what identity theft is?
Sure. Identity theft is also called ID theft. It is a crime in which a criminal obtains your personal information without your permission.
Personal information?
Yes, such as your Hong Kong ID card number, bank account number, or passwords. The criminal then uses your information to make illegal purchases and commit other crimes.
Is identity theft a serious crime in Hong Kong?
Yes, it is. It's a serious crime in Hong Kong. If an identity thief obtains your personal information, he or she can use the stolen information to gain access to your bank account and run up charges on your credit cards.
Oh no!
And usually, it takes a lot of time and effort to catch the identity thief.
So how can we prevent identity theft?
Well, the best way to prevent identity theft is to strengthen your digital security.
Strengthen my digital security?
Yes. The first step to preventing identity theft is by using secure passwords.
Secure passwords? What do you mean, Jay?
Many people use their birthdays or phone numbers as their passwords.
My parents do that.
It's not a smart thing to do. Criminals can easily guess them. People should use secure passwords that include a combination of letters and numbers.
So that they can't be guessed easily.
Yes. And do not store your usernames and passwords on your computer.
Why not?
It's not safe. All computers can be hacked.
Okay then, where should I store my usernames and passwords?
Well, you can keep them in an external hard drive. Another way to prevent identity theft is to be aware of what you throw away. Many people simply put their bank statements in the trash. These documents contain a lot of personal information, which can be used by criminals.
Okay, can we just stop this here, Isabella?
Yes, sure. So, what did you think?
I'm not sure. To be honest, it's a bit boring to watch at the moment. Let me make a few suggestions. First, the interview is too long.
I guess I can shorten it.
Also, the whole interview focuses on identity theft only. I think it'd be nicer to include other aspects of online security.
Just let me write that down. Include other aspects of online security. Right, I can go back and edit the interview. I suppose I can interview more people too.
Second, your video is not very visually attractive. Remember that this is a video. It needs to be visually interesting. You can make it more visually attractive by putting in some photographs.
Okay, I guess I can add some photographs to the clip. Right, I'm sorry it is not very good now.
Hey, don't worry, Isabella. It's pretty good. It just needs some work, that's all.
That is the end of listening practice 6. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.